hundreds of feet. I listened to the conversation, you know, between you and the boy, I should say. I'm very interested, you know, in everything that transpire with you, huh? Because it is to me a great, interest, great for me to be able to speak, mean greatly for me. What is the matter with you? Sorry, you have got a cold, huh?
Well, I don't know. I hope not, no.
You have to take the great care of yourself, huh?
Yes. Well, I try.
You know, these mediums are very peculiar people.
Well, I have nothing peculiar having a cold.
Well, don't get cross with me.
I'm not getting cross.
Temperamental, huh?
Temperamental.
You know, these mediums are like artists, you know, musicians, everything. Always temperamental. Uno up in the air. You know, you are... No, what is it? Go away. I'm talking to someone, please.
I want a doctor.
No, no, please, if you don't mind, madame. Moment.
Who is
this
speaking?
Oh, dear,
who is that? Who are you?
The trouble, you try to come and talk with people and there's always this pushing and this business. Please, wait your turn.
Don't tell me, what is your name?
I don't know if you understand.
Go away, please. A moment, madame. It is not a moment for you. What do you laugh at?
I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing. I was listening to...
Please, will you tell us your name?
Excuse my coughing.
Hold on, there's some temperamental ones here, I'll tell you.
Hello.
Wonder who that was.
I listen to the conversations.
Yes.
So the player.
I wonder who that was.
Oh, shit.
But I will try to speak with you.
Bless you. Yes, dear.
You must be very patient. I am not that good at this sort of thing. It is very complicated, no? To manifest, to come and speak in the session. You know, it is very difficult for me.
But you are very good.
I am here with Frederick. I am your son.
Could you repeat that?
You know me as Georges Sand.
Georges
Sand?
Yes.
Oh, I'm here with Frédéric Chopin and several of my contemporaries.
Yes.
It is a very interesting thing to be able to come and speak to you. And you must forgive me if I am not very good for me yet at this. My English is not good. It is complicated, you know. You are very interesting. in music. And also I understand you write the book. You a writer, madame?
I am a writer. Yes.
Ah, oui. Ah, you have, I believe, made, how you say, many books, huh?
Yes, many books.
I have been before, but it was a long time ago.
Yes.
It is for me very difficult to speak very clearly. You must be very patient with me, if you please.
Oh, this is not possible, no.
All right, wait a moment. I've not finished. Yes, what you have in your... I don't know how you say in English.
Say it in French.
Solo mana nació manatico con tu yo ni ohorima shonto foco ni yo sodara la tani no potani solo no no poranani cola no sto favorito no asheo pronti sotti papala.
You're bringing some funny people, weren't you, today?
Oh, dear.
Mickey, who
seems to be a group of people here to do with music and,
yeah.
And I don't know. And there's different people been here, drunkish years. They're not good at speaking, some of them. Oh, dear.
Mickey, who was the first, the very first speaker?
Oh, that was that pianist bloke, Mr. Frederick Chopin.
Yes, well,
Chopin.
Thanks, I thought it was. Yes.
And then there was a lady who tried to speak. She says she used to write books.
That's right. Yes.
And then there's several other people been trying, and there's some foreigners who are trying to get over, and I think some of them are speaking languages. I don't know what they are.
That's interesting.
Well, of course there will always be people who will not accept and will not understand and who will stand, as you say, on the sidewalk and watch everything go by.
Yes.
But when it comes to the point of saying anything definite, they will not admit themselves.
Yes.
Never mind.
That's so true.
They will be good observers, but they will not make any comment.
Yes.
They will say yes, this and that, but they will not say definitely. I have been here many years.
Have you?
There are quite a number of my friends here, people that I have known, people that I have admired, people for their artistic and creative ability, writers, artists, musicians. People that I knew personally, and some of them, of course, that I did not know, but I have met since I've been here.
Yes.
My name probably will convey little or nothing to you. My name is Dumba.
Dumba? Older or younger?
You know, when I was on your side, I write and have many things that I wish to convey in my books.
Yes.
Sometimes I could not get down fast enough. Yeah. You know, I know now that in many instances I was inspired. There were souls from this side who had been dead, as you say, for centuries, some of them, who would impress me. I used to sometimes have the ability to write at great length, at speed, and then sometimes it would not come. I could not get anything. I realize now that all great souls, you know, not that I consider myself a great soul, but what I mean by this is that if you have this something within yourself of the spirit, it is possible for souls on this side, highly advanced souls, to use you in the sense of an instrument. And I realize I was an instrument. This is something which is not easy to explain. But you know, each one of you has the power within yourselves to be used by the spirit. And different ways the spirit moves. To some it is in the music, in the composition. Others it is by the pen and the writing of the thoughts that are impregnated, you know, into them by souls. And many of the stories, many of the incidents, many of the people that one is impressed to write about. One thinks when you are on your side they are fictitious characters, but not necessarily so. Sometimes they are invested with truth, they are invested with the life of souls over here that experience many of the things that the author puts into the book, but which are not of himself, as oftentimes he thinks, but are facts rather than fiction. You know, it is great joy for me to be able to come here with my friends. We were a very wonderful, happy people.
Yes.
We have our quarrels and our differences. Sometimes we would not speak for weeks to each other. But we always have in our heart great affection one for the other.
Yes.
And always after the quarrel there was great happiness. We rejoice and we pat on the back and we drink and we are very happy.
Yes.
Paris, you know, when I was on your side, was so different. Of course, times will change, people will change, everything changes with time and experience, but I cannot tell you how marvelous it is to know that this is possible, to come here with my friends, some of them, to speak to you, madame.
Wonderful, we love your book.
Oh, which one?
All of them.
Ah, thank you very much.
The Count of Monte Cristo, Three Musketeers.
Ah, there was great fact in the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know, but it is so.
Yes. Queen's necklace.
Ah, I've learned the truth of that.
Really?
Ha ha. Poor Marie Antoinette.
Yes.
She was a victim of other people's
intrigue.
There is so much that one cannot speak of now, but she was a very foolish woman.
Yes,
she was very vain and very stupid, perhaps, but in her heart she meant well, she was good, but she had many people around her that were not good.
No doubt.
But there is much to be said for all the people of that period, good and bad.
Yes, indeed. Do you happen to know some of the sinners of your period?
Oh, I have met, of course, here. But they continue to delight with their artistry.
Yes.
That is one of the great things, you know, that people don't do. Realize on your side that art is the only thing that really, in a sense, lives as a living reality. You know, people in your world, they have their lives, many of them in a sense are very dull, how you say, very uninteresting and make little or no contribution. They are the great souls who have this wonderful power to create, whether it is to sing like the angel, or whether it is to compose like Chopin, or all the various arts. These are the things that are the spirit. These are everlasting. These are things which cannot die. Nothing can kill the spirit. The things of the material, of the body, the physical things of the flesh, they change, they go, they cease to be in time. But the things of the mind and the spirit, the reality of the spirit, the creative power which every true artist has, this lives. This is the great joy, the beauty, the great, for instance, in your world, apart from the music and the creative power of painting or writing, whatever it may be, you take the architecture, the glorious facade, the buildings, and all the things that give great joy and happiness and delight for the eye, you know?
Yes.
Which must pass away with time on your side. Here they are created again,
yes,
but more beautiful still.
Yes.
You see, these things which come from the spirit, these things which man create by mind, by spirit,
yes,
these things are the reality that live. And all that is good exists. And all that is not good, gradually it passes away,
yes,
in the changes that take place within man, in himself, in his soul. These things which are truly artistic, these things which are truly of the mind and of the spirit,
yes,
these are the things, the realities, the living realities which nothing can destroy.
Yeah.
Man may create in a material way and it will pass away materially, but if it has a basis of truth, if it has the power of the spirit, if it has the beauty and the loveliness of the things that are eternal, then we rejoice because it continues. Nothing is lost that is good. Nothing is lost that is beautiful. Nothing is lost that is truly of the spirit and of the mind and its highest elevated state of being. Ah, this is wonderful. You know, here around you, you don't see them, but there are souls, many, many souls. Some of them you have known. You have touched their lives, perhaps only on the fringe. But nevertheless, they are around here. They are grateful for the opportunity to be able to come and to manifest, to speak, if possible, and to give conviction where they can to the people of the earth who dwell in the darkness of material thought, that the reality of the spirit is a living thing which nothing can destroy. And all that is good in man will rise to the power of the Holy Spirit and be manifest in a greater sense, in a greater way, in a greater form, eternally. And all men shall rejoice in these things which are truly eternal, and nothing can pass away that is of God. Ah, if only we could explain these things. But words. These are things which I used to play with, like the children play with the toys and build the castles. But now, words do not convey. How can they convey the reality of the spirit which is ever living, in which we exist and have our being? But you, my friends, you have seen a glimmer of light in the darkness of your world. And we will help you that that glimmer shall become a flame and a torch that you will carry in the darkness of your world. And others shall see and follow and know the reality of truth. Oh, it is great joy for me. And you know, your friends that you have for so long have been associated with you, you know,
yes,
the people that you have met in your earthly existence, people that you have this strong affection for,
yes,
people who gave you such beauty and such,
yes,
realization of truth, these souls have brought us to you, that we might in some measure be able to help not only you, but through the agency of this machine,
yes,
be able to reach many people,
yes,
to speak to many people in your world, to give them the realization and the truth and the knowledge and the loveliness and the beauty of the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, so much we have to do with you, my friends. You are very blessed. But next time, perhaps, if not soon anyway, I hope I can come again and bring many of my friends for you, because many of my friends wish to come. Oh, here today there are so many people. I wish it were possible for you to understand. I know you do understand, but I wish it were possible for you to see.
Yes. We're so grateful.
But carry on your good work.
Oh, we will.
And know that in that little group, as you call it, this little family, as our little friend has said for you, there is so much joy, there is so much happiness, there is so much promise, there is so much strength and power and love and brotherhood, and the power of the Holy Spirit shall manifest itself to such an extent that you will have such cause to rejoice, and in that rejoicing find the way to serve even more fully.
Ah,
it is good for us to communicate with you. My dear friends, it is great happiness in my heart that I speak for you, with you. But all here who cannot now speak, I know, wish me to come there to you, their love and their blessing, and wish you the power of the Spirit always, as I know it will be around you, to uplift you and to guide you, and to give you that inspiration which makes all things possible. The path is there. You will be shown the way. You have already been shown the way, but there is much more yet to tread and much more to see. And you will not stand by the wayside, but you will walk the path of illumination. Ah, it is great happiness for me. Au revoir, and au revoir. You. Au revoir, comme à soi.
Bless you. I have to go. I'm afraid the power's gone. Right. Some of them couldn't make it, but anyway, he was good. He's got good, wasn't he?
Marvelous.
He's got a character, I tell you.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, I say, he's one of those bonhomme sorts, you know. French-like, you know. Bye-bye.
One of those what?